The high art of illegally hiding money. We'll have two reports from Europe this morning. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Today, Swiss prosecutors raided the Geneva office of the second largest bank in the world, HSBC. The allegations are described as aggravated money laundering. The action comes just days after a former back office employee at HSBC leaked to the media more than 100,000 names of HSBC clients who may have been hiding money with the bank's active help. The BBC's Imogen Folks is covering this from Geneva.
The fact that HSBC was implicated in tax evasion has been known for some time, although the number and high profile of some of the alleged British clients has certainly fueled the political scandal. But for the Swiss investigators, it is the allegations of money laundering which are most serious. Switzerland has had strict laws against money laundering for 15 years. The Swiss government was instrumental in supporting the crackdown on trade in conflict diamonds. Suggestions that HSBC's Swiss branch was involved right up until 2007 in handling money derived from the illegal trade in drugs or conflict diamonds will be something the Swiss want to investigate very thoroughly.
The BBC's Imogen Folks. Now, the situation this morning with Greece and debt relief, with the possibility of global financial instability if Greece has to switch from the euro back to the drachma. After hitting an impasse in talks with European Union donor countries, the two sides today are at least communicating, with a deadline Friday. The Athens Stock Exchange is up 1.9%. The Financial Times reports Greece will request a four-month extension of its international bailout, but Germany wants Greece to accept the terms of its present bailout, yes or no, regardless of whether Greece stays in the eurozone or leaves. A key challenge will be collecting taxes, with some Greeks raising tax avoidance to a high art. For more, we turn to market Place's resident explainer, Patty Hirsch. Good morning.
Hello, David.
So just how creative are our Greek friends here?
Well, exceptionally creative. In some cases, wealthy Greeks have camouflaged their swimming pools. Others have decided to keep rebar on their houses to show that they haven't been completed so they don't have to pay property tax. There are some really great examples. But I want to tell you, though, this doesn't mean that Greeks are deadbeats. And actually, in fact, quite the reverse. Regular Greeks actually pay more sales tax than most of their neighbours in the European community. And data from the OECD shows that Greek employees actually work many more hours on average than the average European. And that includes Germans, by the way. It's just that these wealthy Greeks, doctors and engineers in particular, seem to have a problem paying their fair share of taxes on income.
If you step back from this, Patty, why is it such a big deal for Greeks to actually pay the taxes?
Well, I mean, you know, tax is an economy's only source of revenue, right? It pays for government services, as well as for services provided to the government by contractors. That's a lot of people you're talking about. I mean, Greece in particular has laid off a lot of public workers, but at one point, the government in Greece directly employed 15% of the working population there. So if people don't pay tax in Greece, right, those government workers don't get paid, contractors don't get hired, and it becomes very, very difficult to support people on government benefits of any kind. You know, those tax revenues, in other words, are the lifeblood of the economy. And without taxes, the economy simply can't exist.
Fair enough, Patty, right? But what do we know from Japan just now? They raised essentially sales tax at, it seems like, the wrong moment, and it's now hurt the economy. You start going after people for their taxes at a delicate moment in the economy, and it can have an opposite effect.
That's true. I mean, people look at rising tax rates and they say, oh, yeah, I don't want to pay these taxes, so maybe they don't shop as much because they're paying more in income taxes. Maybe they find even more creative ways to dodge taxes. So oftentimes, raising taxes can actually have a deleterious effect on the economy. You're right.
And briefly, the new left-wing Greek government is focused on the tax issue.
It is, yes. It reckons that 68 billion euros haven't been collected over the last 7 years, and it wants to get 20 billion euros of those back. So it's making the right noises, but it reckons that it'll only be able to get about 3 billion in the first year. And getting those wealthy Greeks in particular to cough up is going to be a challenge, you know, whether Greece is in the euro or out of it.
Our explainer-in-chief, Marketplace's Patty Hirsch. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
And let's do the numbers. The 100-share index in London is down a point. The Shanghai Stock Exchange is closed today and tomorrow for the Lunar New Year. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up modestly. Oil is down 1.5% using the Texas price, $52.71 a barrel. The postal delivery van, that ungainly fixture of the American landscape, is going to get a makeover. The U.S. Postal Service says it's time to retire its aging fleet. The vehicles guzzle fuel and cost thousands of dollars per truck per year in maintenance. Representatives from car companies are meeting with the post office today to talk over what the next mail truck might look like. Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
Go back all the way to 1987, the year the Dow Jones closed above 2,000 for the first time, and the Bengals topped the charts.
Walk like an Egyptian.
Yes, it's been that long that America's dogs have been barking at our current mail trucks.
This fleet has served the Postal Service well, but they're just simply nearing or have passed the end of their useful life.
That's a polite understatement from Postal Service spokesperson Sarah Ninivaji. She says the trucks of the future need to be bigger because of all those Amazon boxes.
So the new vehicles will be designed with package delivery more in mind.
The Postal Service will spend billions on 180,000 new mail trucks. That's certainly enticing for car companies, says automotive analyst Tom Libby of IHS. But he adds there are challenges.
This is not just an ordinary vehicle. It has right-hand drive. It has a door opening on the right. It's not something that a Ford or a GM can just start turning out next week.
The Postal Service wants the new trucks by 2018. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
With Greece at loggerheads with the rest of Europe, note this. Greece's new left-wing prime minister went out of his way to break with the EU on foreign policy today. Alexis Tsipras told Germany's Stern magazine that the EU's economic sanctions on Russia because of Ukraine are, quote, hypocritical. He said if you want to punish Russia, you need to punish all the countries where Russian multi-billionaires have invested assets, unquote. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.